Gracias.
Thank you very much, Chair. And good morning to all colleagues, as well as a good afternoon greetings to the members of the delegation who have joined us from Hong Kong. I will refer to a single question, and that's question 26 and the issues it addresses, and these are issues related to freedom of association. In the less than 2 years since the National Security Law was enacted, nearly 100 civil society organizations operating in Hong Kong have had either to disband or to relocate. According to Amnesty International, civil society organizations have reported facing increasing difficulties in carrying out their day-to-day activities. Could the delegation therefore provide information on steps taken to ensure that the enforcement of the National Security Law, as well as the enforcement of the Society's Ordinance, do not violate the exercise of the right of association in the light of the standards enshrined in our covenant, standards which require that restrictions on grounds of national security must be necessary and proportionate. The committee is furthermore concerned about reports received stating that the environment for civil society groups is especially hostile when it comes to trade unions that have international connections. The definition of foreign collusion contained in the National Security Law is broad. So is the definition of foreign agent under the implementation rules of said National Security Law. And all of this subjects persons suspected of fulfilling one of these categories to unjustified information requests from the government, which is sent to trade unions and other civil society groups. Trade unions were scrutinized by the Registrar of Trade Unions and the National Security Police. And they were particularly scrutinized in light of their relations with international trade unions, as well as being kept under close scrutiny with regard to access to international funding resources. They were threatened with deregistration or with potential criminal charges. Could the delegation respond to these concerns? Could I now ask the delegation to provide additional information on the following points? Firstly, the decision of the registrar to refuse registration to a civil society organization or a trade union can be appealed to the chief executive, according to information that we received in your replies to our list of questions. But in said replies, Hong Kong China states that there is no appeal to a judge on the merits of the decision to refuse registration. Can the delegation explain how it is possible that the denial of a basic human right, such as the right of association, which is duly recognized in Article 27 of the Basic Law of the Hong Kong SAR, is not subject to judicial review? Secondly, could the delegation provide the committee with a list of those associations whose registration has been refused, and in particular, in a disaggregated manner, a list of those trade unions whose registration was denied or who have been banned? Thirdly, how many applications for associations' registration are still pending? Fourth, can you explain what the impact of the National Security Law has been on the refusal of registration of associations? Fifth, since the enactment of the National Security Law, many trade unions have dissolved. At least 29 trade unions were disbanded in the first 8 months of 2021. A 2022 report by the International Labour Organization, the ILO, reported a severe decline in the respect for civil liberties and freedom of association in Hong Kong. The ILO also noted that the government of Hong Kong has refused the ILO's request for consultations on the application of the National Security Law. Can the delegation comment on this information? And finally, given that this committee has asked the government of Hong Kong, China twice whether civil society organizations would face criminal consequences for participating in the current ICCPR review, and given the fact that the delegation has not provided concrete answers to our questions along those lines. I would ask the delegation to provide to inform the committee as to whether A, civil society organizations engaging with human rights or mechanisms of the United Nations will be regarded as engaging in acts of endangering national security under the society's ordinance. B, I would ask the delegation whether UN human rights bodies, including the OHCHR and treaty bodies, are considered foreign political organizations under the society's ordinance. And C, I would ask the delegation whether such an engagement by civil society organizations in the current ICCPR review will be criminalized under the guise of colluding with foreign forces within the definition of the national security law. Thank you very much for your kind attention, and I eagerly await your responses.